Lent, Week 3, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him.
Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. Psalm 88. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all the ages my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever, and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattered your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favour it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Psalm 88 continued. Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him, and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea. and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always, with him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty for ever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Once for all, I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last for ever. Psalm 88 continued. If his sons forsake my law, and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offences with the rod, then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love, my truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight his throne is like the sun. Like the moon I shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Once for all, I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last forever.
Repent and do penance, make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose up, and every man stood at his tent door and looked after Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the door of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. And when all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the door of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship every man at his tent door. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tent. Moses said to the Lord, I pray you, show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand upon the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon their children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation? And Moses made haste to bow his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found favour in your sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray you, go into the midst of us, although it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, with the two tables of the testimony in his hand, as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone, because he had been talking with God. And when Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the people of Israel came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what was commanded, the people of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses would put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Responsory from 2 Corinthians. Moses put a veil over his face so that the people of Israel would not see its brightness. All of us, however, reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces, and that same glory, coming from the Lord who is the Spirit, transforms us into his very likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. To this very day their minds are covered with the same veil. All of us, however, reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces, and that same glory, coming from the Lord who is the Spirit, transforms us into his very likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. A reading from the book of St. Theophilus of Antioch, addressed to Autolycus. If you say, "Show me your God," I reply, "Show me the man that you are, and I will show you my God." You must show me that the eyes of your soul can see, and that the ears of your heart can hear. Those who see with bodily eyes contemplate the affairs of life on earth, and distinguish things that differ, such as light from darkness, white from black, ugly from beautiful, the excessive from the defective, what is well proportioned and shapely from what is irregular and distorted. So too the human ear distinguishes sounds that are shrill or deep or sweet. In the same way, the ears of the heart and the eyes of the soul are capable of perceiving God. For God is seen by those who are capable of seeing him once they have the eyes of the soul opened. All men have eyes, but some have eyes which are hooded by cataracts and do not see the light of the sun. But the light of the sun does not fail to shine just because the blind do not see. The blind must blame themselves and their eyes. So you also have cataracts over the eyes of your soul, because of your sins and wicked deeds. Just as a man must keep a mirror polished, so he must keep his soul pure. When there is rust on a mirror, a man's face cannot be seen in it. So also, when there is sin in a man, such a man cannot see God. But if you will be cured, deliver yourself to the physician, and he will cure the eyes of your soul and heart. Who is the physician? He is God, who heals and gives life through the word and wisdom. God made everything through his word and wisdom, for by his word the heavens were made, and by his spirit all their power. His wisdom is most powerful. God, by wisdom, founded the earth. He prepared the heavens by intelligence. By knowledge the abysses were broken up, and the clouds poured forth dew. If you know these things, and live in purity, holiness, and righteousness, you can see God. But before all, faith and the fear of God must take the lead in your heart. Then you will understand these things. When you put off what is mortal, and put on imperishability, then you will rightly see God. For God raises up your flesh immortal with your soul. After becoming immortal, you will then see the immortal, if you believe in him now. Responsory based on 2 Corinthians 6. Now is the time of pardon. This is the day of salvation. Let us try to win approval by steadfast endurance and sustained fasting. We must be armed with the weapons of innocence and rely on the power of God. In all things, let us prove ourselves servants of God by our steadfast endurance and sustained fasting. We must be armed with the weapons of innocence and rely on the power of God. Let us pray. Schooled by our Lenten observance, Lord, and nourished on your word, may we give you wholehearted service through our self-denial, and through our prayer become one in heart and mind.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.